Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in Sefer Mishlei. In the previous year, we were talking about Schar al Derech Avoda, that in Yanei Kedusha, you do Avoda, and the Schar is that you're able to do the Avoda. That's the Schar. That's the concept of Schar al Derech Avoda. It's a very hard Avoda to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you schar if you do the avoda that you're going to be able to do the avoda. So it's schar al derech avoda. This is all based on Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, al pi biur agra. And we're continuing that thought. We saw the nefesh chayim, schar mitzvah mitzvah. What in this world is a mitzvah and an avoda, in the next world is going to be schar. It's not something separate. It's not like there are candies waiting for you up there. Whatever you do, the avoda down here, whatever your avoda is down here, that's the schar that you're going to get up there. So the schar is connected to the avoda. But even in this world, the schar that one gets for a kedusha, for trying to become a kadosh, is that he's able to become a kadosh. So that's the schar al derech avoda, that he's able to do that avoda. That's betamsis shebetamsis, what we learned in the previous shiur. Now we continue again. This is based on the Mishlei Shiur of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu. What's similar to all of these things we've been discussing is Shabbos. Whatever is called Kedusha in this world is Shaykh to Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Schar, and the Schar is given to work. And says, what's the Schar in this? The Schar is Shabbos. But this Schar of Shabbos, you do the Avodah Shabbos and Avodah. People have the Tzaddikim, Avodah is Shabbos. The tefillah is an avoda, their achilah is an avoda, if they sleep it's an avoda, their learning is an avoda, the singing zmir is an avoda. So we have the schar as Shabbos, but it's derech avoda, you're doing the avoda with the schar. Kibbuvar b'gmara, ladat ki ani Hashem b'kadishchem. Amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, matana tova yesh li b'beit kenazai b'shabbat shema. To know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So Hashem says to Moshe, I have a good gift in my storehouse, and it's called Shabbos. And I want to give it to the Jewish people. Go and tell them. So this is a schar, but it's derech avoda. Kol inyana matana ubekach she'ashabbat is schar, but this schar was given b'tor mitzvah. Okay, in tzivcha vein tzivcha b'mora, like we see in Shema Yisrael 15:25. In Mora we were given Shabbos matana. When you talk about a gift, it's never a reward for an action, because then it's not a gift. So it must be that Shabbos itself is schar. And the matana is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the schar of Olam Haba b'tor avoda b'olam hazeh. This is because Shabbos is called a matana. And the matana is that you get schar of olam haba in olam hazeh in the context of avoda. That you're doing the avoda with this schar. Shabbos is a schar, it's a gemalik day, but there's an avoda involved. And that's the matan. It's not because it's something you did. It's given as a gift, and I have to work. Ladat ki ani Hashem b'kadishchem. To know I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Shmos 31:13. That's the special parasha of kedusha, chaloi shel schar. To know that Hashem sanctifies you, that's the special parasha of Kedusha, that you have schar in the Mahalach Bavod Rashi, citing a Medrash 2:2, Vaychal Ukim Bayom Ashvi, Mai Olam Chasel Minucha, Bat Shabbat, Bat Minucha. What was the world lacking? The world was lacking Minucha. Comes Shabbos, comes Minucha. Kolsov Nigmo Ahaloch. The malacha was finished. Comes Shabbos, comes Menucha. The malacha is finished. That's Vayichal, Ukim Ve'im Ashvi. Finished the malacha. Kolsa. Finished. Biyu Adorim. Ha'olam lo yachaser klum. Kulo malei makom avuda. Makom la'avuda. Ela she'ha'olam shel avuda chasar menucha. Haynu, hayta chasera ha'avuda shel menucha b'toch olam ha'asiya. The world lacked nothing. It was completely filled with avoda. That's what this world was. Just a place of avoda. But the olam avoda was chaser menucha. In other words, it was lacking the avoda of menucha in the world of action. Resting was lacking in the world of action. Bas Shabbos, bas menucha, ba Shabbat, l'toch olam hazeh. Achei sheyesh kan makom la'avoda al yedei menucha. Shabbos comes into this world, so you see that there is a place for avoda through menucha. That's the idea of Shabbos coming into this world. Avoda, Shabbos and avoda, but it's not through menucha. אלא שמכיוון שהמנוחה ניתנה במהלך של העבודה, הרי שנקבעה בכך צורתה של המנוחה גם לעולם הבא. ולכן לעולם המנוחה היא בדרך של עבודה המחייבת שכר, ואף לעולם הבא. זהו עניין של תלמידי חכמים, שאין להם מנוחה לא בעולם הזה ולא בעולם הבא, that the menucha was given in this mahalach of avoda. You're getting menucha, you're able to rest, but that's part of your avoda. And that's the menucha of olam haba. You're going to be resting, but it's b'derech avoda. So that the etzem avoda is going to be a schar, because you have menucha, so that's schar. And that's what Chazal mean, that Talmid Chacham have no menucha either in this world nor in the next world. Because it's avoda al derech haschar. So if a person wants to get a lot of schar in this world, I have one etzah for him. Avoda. Avoda. And it's going to come with gevaldik schar. Yisachar chamor gorem. ויש שכמו לסבול, והיה מנוחה כי טוב, ויש שכמו לסבול, בגלל המעשה. He saw מנוחה was good, he went to work. מנוחה, עבוד על דרך השכר, גבר. שורש עניין הקדושה, הוא בגדרים של תורה. בתחילת שליחותו של משה רבינו לקבלת תורה, נאמרה לו ההבטחה שעל ידי התורה יפרו כפר ישראל, וממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. נפש חיים מסביר שמה שמצינו, שתשמישי מצווה נזרקים ותשמישי קדושה אינם נזרקים, זהו משום שבתשמישי קדושה לעולם יש חלות של תורה בדברים. מבואר בדבריו שהחלות של תורה היא היוצרת קדושה. התורה עצמה ניתנה כדי לעשות את כלל ישראל לגוי קדוש. היינו החלות של קדושה בישראל הוא הידי שנעשו נרתיק לקבלת התורה לרות, אבל קידושה is in the context of Torah. The beginning of the Shlichus Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, he had this avtacha that through Torah, Klal Yisrael is going to be transformed into a Malachas Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh, to a holy nation of priests and a holy nation of Nefesh HaChaim. Shaar Dalet, Perek Lamed, explains that that we find, that Tashmishei Mitzvah, that if and something is used for a mitzvah, for example, tzitzis, Arabiminim, Tashmishei Mitzvah are able to be discarded, Yizalakim, and Tashmishei Kedusha are not, those you have to bury with care, Tashmishei Kedusha, such as Sefer Torah, Tefillin. It's because in Tashmishei Kedusha, there's a chalus of Torah. Torah is chal on them. And that's what makes them holy. That's why they're called Tashmishei Kedusha. Because Torah is chal on them, chalus of Torah. And the Torah was given to make us holy. In other words, there was a chalos of Kedusha and Klal Yisrael, we are called holy through the fact that we were the receptacle for Torah. And that's what made us holy. B'mitzvah, ha-chepza yinu sheach l'guf ha-mitzvah l'chein u'nizrak. V'chein v'adam osek b'mitzvah yinzo ha-ra b'gufo. השם היא בתורה החפצה של התשמיש הוא שהתורה מקבל קדושה. ובו ובכן באדם העוסק בתורה, על ידי הרע של תורה עצמו הופך להיות חפצה של קדושה. When a person is learning Torah, he becomes a chayav of kedusha. When a person is tashmi shei kedusha, it becomes a chayav of Torah. That's what makes it holy. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says over there in the 26th parak, that all the ma'asim of a kadosh are kedushim. There's no tefisa of chol. There's nothing mundane. And that's the difference between ner and or. Ner is the candle that carries the light. It's not the actual light. It doesn't give the light, but it's what holds on to the light. It's the wick, the oil, the wax, whatever you're using to light the fire, and the actual fire is Torah. The or is a chesed of or, a ner mitzvah. A mitzvah is called a ner because it holds on to the light, but the light itself is Torah. Mishlei 6:23. The sin that Torah creates Kedusha, we find in numerous places. We see in Brachas A.B., Zar B'Shach, Zach N'Shach Talmudo, be careful to give respect to an elderly man who forgot his learning, learned from the Shevei Luchos, and Luchos Machtvaran, even the Shevei Luchos of the Naran, even the broken Luchos, even an old man who forgot his learning. Shevei Luchos of the Torah, so to this man, forgot his learning, he's in Torah. So to the Aran that goes out to war, יש לו דין של מאה מאחן השכינה בגלל הלוחס שלו. The Aron has a din of מאחן השכינה because of the luchos. That's like the three מאחנס, Israel, the שכינה, Lady Israel. So that's מאחן השכינה because of the luchos. תמיד לכם אין לנו מלוכה. The Aron of Kedush Yishah דווקא תמיד לכם through the Torah. That's the beer in Yagati Matsasi. Metsi is a matana that is not b'yachas le'yikis, is not commensurate to the amount of toil when you talk about a messiah. It's a lot more. So you got the matzasi, in other words, the person does the toil, does the avodah, and then he finds a lot more. Because he's given this gift from above. So the Shem says, Talmid Chacham, Rekha Mikdash Kum Zbeach, the Makom Kiddush is by Talmid Chacham, by Torah. So being also in Torah, you get this light of Kedusha. You're like a Mikdash, you're like Mizbeach. Asura Shabbat nitna Torah, like Moshe Shabbat nitna. Torah was given like Shabbos. Shabbos was given on, Torah was given on Shabbos, like we find the Gemara, the Kulei Alam Shabbos in the Torah of Yisrael. And it's not Derech Mikra. Ayin ba Ma'al, ba'akam ba Derech Haim. Bilu Advarim. HaTorah nitna b'Shabbat, mishum she'ikar, Kedushat HaTorah, שייכת לקדושת השבת. מתן תורה פירושה שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתן את העבודה בשכר. זהו הסתכל באורייתא וברא עלמא. כל העולמות וגם העולמות של שכר הם בתורה. כולם ניתנו לנו במהלך של עבודה. דהיינו גם השכר עצמו שבא תמורת העבודה נמצא על ידי מתן תורה בדרך העבודה. Torah was given on Shabbos because the Kedush of Torah Shabbos is Kedush of Shabbos and Torah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Avodah B'Sechar. That's the stock of Arayis Abraham, all the Olamas, in the Olamas of Sechar, even the Olamas of Sechar, all the worlds of Sechar are in Torah. And they were all given a Mahalach of Avodah. That's the Sechar itself that comes in exchange for the avoda, is found through Matan Torah b'soch avoda. Shabbos is schar. Shabbos is a gift. And what do we do with this gift? We use it for avoda. Torah was also a gift. And what do we do with that? It's Derech HaVodah. So that's the reward. Your reward is to be able to keep the Torah. Torah is good for you. So that's Schar al Derech HaAvoda. God looked into the Torah and created the world, because even the world is a Schar in Torah. Hashem is Tzvein Noach, we're given without Torah. So that's Avoda, and the Schar that you get for Hashem is Tzvein Noach, that the Gentiles get, is separate from the Avoda. The Gemara in Ksubis, it says, And if a person uses the light of Torah, the light of Torah is going to give him life. And if he doesn't, then he won't. We see in the Gemara that the Etzem Schar is the Or Torah. What happens? You have this light of Torah that's going to give you life. Hashem gave us Torah, and with the Torah gave us eternal life. In the Matan Torah, which is Avodah, there's the Schar itself, which is eternal life. That's the giving the Schar within the Mahalchim of Avodah that we were commanded on in the Torah. Every time Tefillah, that the Bracha finishes with the Be'at Mekadesh, Yesh kol misim ha-bracha tefillah b'nosu shel kiddushanu, kashenu v'mitzvaseicha. ולכאורה, צריך להבין, שתמיד לשון הברכות כקידשנו במצוותיו. לנו זהו גופא דעובדא, שהקדוש ברוך הוא קידש ישראל במצוות, מה העניין של הבקשה? קדשנו במצוותיך. נורמל ביסי נרשן הברכות, קידשנו במצוות, ברכתה שיום אחר, משה קידשנו במצוות ציוונו, whatever we're asking, whatever we're making a bracha. So what's this bakasha that we have? We say, please קדשנו במצוותיך. Especially in the bracha that the brachatanu is the most tamur. Ad the brachatanu kol ha'amim, v'kidashtanu mitzvei secha, and then we end off, so you sanctify us to your mitzvahs, and we end off with a samuch l'chasima, we say, kachenu mitzvei secha. We just said that you already sanctified us to your mitzvah, what's the bakasha for? What's the request? El shehen and dvarim zeh unyan ha'kidushan. Shulam mitzvah shal adam b'kadesh atzmo matem, kachim ato arbeh. לכן לאחר שיש את תחילת המהלך של קדושה קידשתנו במצוותיך, דהיינו יש כבר את המצב של אדם מקדש את עצמו מעט, אז באה התפילה להמשך העניין המתן הגמול קדשנו במצוותיך. So that's the מהלך of קדושה, first is עבודה, and then שכר, על דרך העבודה. So therefore we say, קידשתנו במצוותיך, in other words, there's already a matzah where a person is mekadesh himself a little bit. He was sanctified by Hashem's mitzvahs. And then we ask for the gemul. What's the gemul? Kachem himself sanctified through mitzvahs. In other words, let us get the schar of sanctity al derech havod with your mitzvahs. Kodesh means two things. Kodesh is a chalos of kedusha, it's holiness. And also kidashim is vizimantem, to prepare. You're preparing yourself for the future. That's the mahalach of chalos kedusha. To prepare yourself for something more than the physical chalos kedusha, and you're preparing yourself for more kedusha in the future. And that's what it means. The other chalak gets filled with sabenu bivecho samachem hashem shusecha, tayal leilach chavemas mechelam hashem lekenu, etc. Shabbos kashecha. These are all in yanischar. Sabenu bivecho sanctifies with your good, make us happy with your salvation, purify us to serve you in truth. Bequeath to us Hashem, etc. Shabbos Kashach, your holy Shabbos. And these are all in Yanai Schar, Melamala. And they all come from the Shorosh, the same Chalkein, with Sova Secha. Through the Torah, so you get the Schar from above, and the Schar again, much of it is Al-Derech HaAvoda, like we find Shabbos Kashach, Schar Al-Derech HaAvoda. And it comes from the Shorosh of Torah, like we saw Tashmishei Kedusha, Ein Mizrach, because that's Torah. הרי יתמלא ברבוי סי, אנחנו, יש לנו עוד הרבה 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 מה ללמוד ביחד. אנא הישארו עמנו, תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. הדברים היו מעוררי שמחה, מעמילי לב. שלום שלום, הרבה ידעים רבה.